Oh, there we go. I got my camera down a little bit. Boobs!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lower.
Oh, man. Hello, everybody! Can I update you guys on my boobs? I guess first we should say, welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I'm one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb.
And I am Hannah Hart.
Yes, and now let's just go back to the horrible, horrible space beneath my boobs, which is so warm, so hot,
Is it
so.
like having two front armpits?
Yes, except worse because it's like the breast itself, it's just fat. I mean, it's like having a parka on, it's like on your chest, like just in this very localized. I mean, I put like lavender baby powder, and it's like when it's this hot and humid, because there's humidity now in San Diego because we're all gonna die. Did not exist. It's a desert. I don't know if you guys know this. Anyways, it is so gross. I have to like hang my bra up on it like a hook at the end of the day so it can like dry off a little bit. I'm like, I don't want it to like touch anything else. I wish I could harness the energy and heat created underneath the breasts for like some, solar power. I don't know, like
Some higher purpose.
higher purpose.
Some higher purpose.
Anyways, that's all I'll say about that. It's
What?
very warm.
I honestly, I find it deeply, deeply interesting, as a small-chested person, who does not have such burdens upon me. That there's not more. There's not like a bigger. I'm surprised that capitalism hasn't gotten its hands on this. You know?
I think it's my. I did have a friend send me a
Hold on one sec.
bra that seems like.
One sec, Kenny.
Ooh.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's oh, for lady. Yeah, it's up there. You see that box? It's very heavy. Yeah, so that what you do is you take that box down slower. It's heavy. And inside there is a can of wet food. Lady has a cold or a flu. I've never seen a cat sneeze so much. Never in my life. It's really, it's
Poor
really.
lady. I wonder if she has allergies.
I don't know. It's gross. And yeah, perfect. And she threw up her dry food the other day. So yeah, she sneezed so much. I think it's because we changed locations and she hasn't gotten any time in the sun. Like the entire time we're at the Airbnb, she had zero sun time. So I think her body is used to like having like quadruple the amount of vitamin D, you know?
And the sun just like bakes out illnesses.
I think so. I think that's what it does. You
That's
know?
science for you. Hannah.
I feel like I'm literally gonna fall asleep right now.
Ah,
It's just
okay.
like T it's T minus 24 hours to my period. I did not yet take my iron because I was having one of those self-hatey mornings where you're just like, I'm so tired of all the various rituals and machinations I have to do every single goddamn day just so I can have the strength to somehow like continue on in the progress of my life. And it's just like, I wish it didn't feel like such a burden. Do you think it just Is there like, why? Why? Some days it's just so easy. It's like, oh, I love myself. I'm gonna take my omegas. I'm gonna take my iron. I'm gonna, have a big glass of water. La la la. Yay. And then other days I'm just like, but for what?
I know, my friend. I mean, every day there are all of your cells are dancing around and they're doing different things, and there's like 1 million little chemical reactions at all times, and your
And
heart
I did
is
not
like,
get a good sleep.
oh, that, yeah, that'll do it, buddy. Was it?
Yeah, it really it did it. And like, unfortunately, we got into a a dispute, a family dispute at the end of the day, and I
Oh.
have a new rule for myself, which is no arguments at nighttime, no intense conversations at nighttime.
Oh, yeah, that's tough, dude. I
I
feel
know,
like
but
that's.
it is better than like you know, 'cause I got that silver tongue, man.
It's true, my friend. You're basically Loki.
I just don't like when the words are flying out of like it's like there is no think before you speak. It's just coming out, you know, in this like really poetic, artful, dramatic, terrible things, you know? It's just so, yeah, so it's like you know, like my superpower is to word things well. And unfortunately, when I'm upset, I can word things really well. And I don't, I'm not proud of that, but I have to forgive myself today, you know?
Yeah, of course. 'Cause what that's the only option.
It's the only
Remember we
option.
talked about you've got your organs. All your organs are like, oh my God, kidneys. They're like, oh, and heart. Yeah, we're composing a little duet over here because there's two of us.
Hey,
And
that's
heart, we
cute.
love you. We push the pee out of your body.
I'm doing my best, man. I'm just, I yeah, so,
You're doing your best.
okay,
This is
doing my
why Taylor
best.
Swift wrote a song called This Is Me Trying. And also,
I love that song. Oh, God. Like, one of the best. Which one? That was on Folklore?
dude, Folklore hands down.
Oh.
I think parallel to 1989, like just the best
I
fucking album.
just wanted you to know this is me trying. Oh, that's gonna make me cry.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of
Oh.
music.
Yeah, no, that's really great. That's perfect. That's a perfect segue. I'm so proud of you. Speaking of music, the rest of today's episode will be devoted to a discussion of music, and we will jump immediately into that right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hannah Gelb, do you like music?
Why, I do, Hannah Hart. And you know, we first of all, I really thank you so much for sharing because what a just a common human experience. Relationships are tough, dude. We've gotta forgive ourselves. We're just
Good to
all
have
you're just a
boundaries.
person. Just a person.
Just a person, not perfect.
So Hannah Hart and I, as you earbuds probably remember, did a an episode about music, and we called it "The Moonlight Carries the Message of Love, Part One," because it turns out
Yeah.
we have so many thoughts and opinions and memories and things with music. We gotta do it. We gotta do another part. I got a
Which is
whole.
what to Which is right now. Hannah, I looking through the outline, I am really floored. I just need to give kudos and props to your incredible memory. Like, there are so many things in this outline I totally forgot about, but as soon as I read them, I was like it dusted off from like the recesses of my mind. So, but yeah, Hannah, I would love to follow your lead. You are the conductor of this symphony.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love it. Let's just keep all those metaphors, musical metaphors, going. Let's see where to begin. Well, I feel like, Okay, Hannah Hart, I think as
Yes.
someone who has
A silver tongue and hurts only hurts people. I just wanted you to know this is me trying. I want you to know this is me crying. Okay.
yeah,
No.
this is me
This
crying.
is me crying. But yes, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm listening. I just had to.
Oh, my friend,
See,
I'm with you,
laughter
dude.
also healing, you know?
Absolutely.
I like also healing, you know?
And let me tell you,
I'm
my
gonna.
dad has yelled at me so many times, and he said horrible things. And I'm like, you
Felt
know
bad about
what?
it.
That he was raised by a very insane Jewish woman, and she was also yelled all the time. Like, I totally have compassion for him.
Word.
You know, and I've got word, compassion word, word. For yeah. you, my friend. And it's not, yeah. you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, totally.
But, okay, so I think we should talk about karaoke. Mm. I know we touched on karaoke in Japan, but I don't know. Okay, like, you guys, for a few brief years, there was this period of life where Hannah Hart and I lived in San Francisco, and it was like the days were linked by just great karaoke sessions, I feel. Like,
yes. At,
remember the Bar El Rio we would go to? And there was yes, a
with
KJ.
KJ. Mm-hmm. KJ Paul.
KJ, oh,
and it was
man.
It was incredible because he had a keytar mm-hmm. that people could use as a prop. The bar has become very, very popular these days. But it was – that I would say is like my number one pandemic before – like thing I really miss is like I love karaoke. I love all karaoke. I love karaoke the most in booths with my friends. I also love being at a smaller bar karaoke where it's like not packed or anything like that. And it's filled with people that are like just, you know, like bus drivers and just people that are just people, man. Mm-hmm. Like, and, but everyone's got a song in their heart, you know, and we got a lot of songs in our hearts. And it, just in case you guys have friends who love to sing and you love to sing for your birthday, for special Hannah Hart days, I demand people serenade me.
This is true. It's not an option. I mean, we actually, we have like a portable karaoke device. So yep. in case you just need karaoke wherever you are.
And anything's a mic. Hairbrush. Paintbrush.
Right. And like
sunglasses
I was saying,
held very gently.
Yeah. I mean, anything. Your hand, if nothing else, you know.
Yeah, just you have to just pretend like you're holding something because a big part of it is like, it's like the dedication, you know? Mm-hmm. But okay, so one of these memories from the San Francisco time period that I completely forgot about, we're about to share. Now, Hannah, I mean, just paint the scene.
Okay, so Hannah Hart and I in our little fucking beautiful Noe Valley apartment we somehow afforded in 2010, yep. 2009.
Yeah.
We had a Halloween party.
Yep.
And it was so great. Ooh, and I remember
it was so
Naomi came.
So great. And Naomi and her then husband Michael, mm-hmm. her ex-husband Mike, great guy, really, really wonderful guy. Mike showed up in a very compelling at the time I was very afraid of aliens. I have since moved past this fear, but I was going through this like deep space, the infinite, the unknown, aliens. Aliens just scared the shit out of me. You know, maybe I saw Signs and it really scared. Like, I don't
that
know.
Sounds
it just,
like the right time period.
Yeah, yeah. It's just scary, scary stuff. So anyway, Mike shows up to our Halloween party, head to toe, full on, green suit, alien mask. Scary hands.
Yeah, and like
just
not a
fully
cute alien mask. Like a no. like I'm gonna do experiments on you while you're awake kind of alien mask.
Yes.
Ooh, and you know, I remember, oh my god, this is so funny. There was a street filled with shops, like a little walkaways from our apartment on 25th Street. Oh my god. And there was this like crafty art supply store, and they had these gold sparkly leaves on like as decorations for something. And I asked them if mm-hmm. I could buy them because I wanted to be like Athena or something. So I had, mm-hmm. oh man, I should see if I could find some pictures from this.
Yeah, find some pictures to post it. But so this all very much relates to karaoke because at some point throughout the night, as I had vaguely forgotten, but Hannah so reminded me, I of course felt it was the appropriate time to, in fact, don, to put upon myself the scary alien mask so that I could serenade Hannah Gelb with the song If I Was Your Woman by Gladys Knight and the Pips, which is a magnificent song
if I
that any alien mistress should sing to their human wanted lover.
If I had the pipes, man, I would... That would be my go-to karaoke song.
I don't have the pipes, man. Yeah,
but you do. You do, dude.
I make it happen. But I lose my voice for 2 or 3 days after. I dig deep and I just really let it rip. But I don't do it in a way that is good for my vocal cords, though.
But it's good for your soul.
It's so good for my soul.
You know what? Maybe I think I remember these things so clearly because, like, for example, I made a note about Hannah Hart came home from work one day and she's like, I'm going to put on a song. And she puts on So Insane by Discovery. And, like, it's, like, building up. And she's like, just wait. And then when it kind of, like, drops the beat, it gets all crazy.
Oh, baby, you got me going so insane. And I just can't know what's
going down. And then it has that, like,
now that you've been
But I think
I just love soulful synthetics, man, where you're just like, oh, this is pleasing my ears so much, but there's also so many different things happening, which is why I really like the artist Marina, formerly Marina and the Diamonds. She's now goes by just Marina, and she has this album. Her latest album is called Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land. And one of the things I like about Marina that I also used to really, really love about LaRue, and then we'll get to Sia, because I don't know if you know, but I have some unfortunate. I have something to share with you about Sia that I just don't even know what to say.
Oh God!
But I love artists that have such interesting phenomenal vocal capabilities, a great musicality to their arrangements, and that when you're listening to the album or the songs or whatever, you can listen to a different part of it every time. You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like there's this one part of this one song and this one harmony and this one version of the chorus that I just, like, oh, it kills me. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. And I get to spend the whole, like, minute and a half leading up to that moment just for that 15 seconds of, like, ooh, makes your brain go, brr. You're like, so good.
Oh, my gosh, yes. What a beautiful, beautiful description of the sensory world. Yeah, man, it's like, yeah,
just an extraordinary feeling.
Yeah, that mind jewelry, you know.
Yeah, mind jewelry. So right now I've been listening to Marina, Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land on repeat. I really like the song New America, and I really like a lot of songs on the album, but right now I think New America is my favorite. And there's even like a cathedral bell part of it where it's like, America, this is a new America. You're just like, you know, and you're like, oh, it's so great.
Oh, yeah, man. Having a party inside your brain that no one else can hear, so good.
Big time party. I mean, like, that's why I love to take walks. And it's just so unfortunate, it's so hot. And I've got these excellent headsets, but it's too warm to wear. What I was going to say is taking a walk and listening to music is one of the best feelings. It's one of the best things. Now, walking a dog, walking a puppy while listening to music is very, very difficult. Luna keeps, she's, you know, start, stop. What's that? Who's that? I want to meet every human. I want to meet every dog. And I'm like, I can't listen to music while I take you on a walk because I have to pay attention to you. Puppy.
Right. Even if I've heard a song like 1,000 times, if I love it and I'm like in a car and it comes on and people are like, so anyways, let's talk about, I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah. You and I both pause. We're like, excuse me 1 second. Pause. Go ahead. I've noticed that you're talking over the song we are listening to.
Over these sacred sounds, the sacred sounds. I just want to say before I forget, I think,
yes,
buddy, one of the reasons I remember our San Francisco music so much because I was so, I think, like, looking back now, I am so moved by your, like, spirit and goodness because, like, that was a really tough time, you know? It was, like, before you went to New York and you had, like, family stuff going on and, like, it was just kind of a heavy time, but you were still like, oh, man, here's a little pocket of light. I found this song, and I am so excited about it, you know?
Dude, that's all it takes. It's almost like going to another world, another universe. When you hear a new song that you love, like, you're like, oh, my God, a new classic. It's just, it's such a gift. Yeah. It's such a gift, and it's really enough to carry me through quite a bit. And one of those artists for me that we first started sharing was Sia.
Yes.
you know, the Some People Have Real Problems album, I really loved at that time. But, and just Sia, just Sia, man, like, fuck, yeah. I love Snowman on her Christmas album. I could have an entire list of my favorite Sia songs. Hannah.
Oh, God. What is it?
Are you ready to hear something? Sia did something so dumb. It's so dumb.
Oh, no. What? Oh, God.
I'm getting ready to tell you. I was so, like, I found out first from Maggie, who actually, like, I was playing Sia because I was really into the Labyrinth Sia Diplo album called LSD. Yeah. Oh, great album. So I was, like, listening to it, like, on loop, getting ready for the wedding. And at one point, I'm like, oh, Sia, I'm, like, talking about how much I'm, like, so great. And Labyrinth, I also love, you know? And then Maggie's like, oh, yeah, by the way, if you need a rec, we should add to our playlist on Spotify that we should share the song Let It Be by Labyrinth. That's an instant classic for me.
Ooh, okay. I'm writing it down.
Let It Be. Yeah. Maggie's like, Hannah, yeah, actually, it's a little bit of a Sia's over party going on
now. Oh, God. Of course, Maggie, Gen like, Z.
I know. And I'm like, she's like, I've waited as long as I can, but I have to tell you, and I haven't told you. It happened in February, and it was like April when we were talking. So she held out for like 2 months, and I was like, "Thank you, I appreciate that." Sia made a film. You know, I'll just read what this says, but basically, Australian pop star Sia has apologized for casting a neurotypical actor as a nonverbal autistic girl in her film Music, and for using for scenes depicting the use of restraints on autistic people. She directed this film, cast Maddie Ziegler from Dance Moms and from, you know, blah blah blah, as a autistic child, and then also like didn't put any trigger any warnings about stuff in this movie. So
oh, man.
You know, yeah.
Just problematic.
So problematic. So what's unfortunate
okay,
is
well,
that...
Okay, well, she didn't... that's pretty bad. I thought you were going to say she, like, put on blackface, and I'm really glad she didn't do that.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, unfortunately, feelings behind the complaints were exacerbated when Sia engaged directly with the autistic community on social media.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. It's just, you know.
It looks like you're reading
It's just unfortunate because, like, why would someone tell a story that's not theirs? Like, if I was going to make a thing about Music, I wouldn't be like, oh, and you know what? The girl, I'm going to make her autistic. Yeah. And, like, show, like, whoa, Music, so heavy for autistic people.
Right. I mean, God, dude, it seems so obvious, like, looking at it, but the human mind is...
But, like, I just, why would you tell someone else's story? Like, you're supposed to draw from your own experiences,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's that kind of, like...
But what if,
I don't know.
What if I was like, oh, my gosh, I've, like... I just discovered the biography of this amazing, like, black activist in, like, the turn of the century, and I've never heard of her. I want to, like, make a movie about her. Like...
Yeah, then you would hire a black director.
This is true.
You would hire a black actor, hire a black director. You would cast a black producer. I mean, you would executive produce it, but you would enable the community to share its own story.
That's a good point, yeah.
I mean, yeah, man. Like,
well,
you know
dude,
what I mean?
Australia's
like,
kind of fucked up. Sorry, Australian earbuds. I'm sorry. I don't. It's weird. It's like
I know. It's just such a bad look, though. It's just such a bad look, and it's like if I'd be like, man, you know who really have like a lot of profound strength? Deaf people. I'm gonna go ahead and direct a movie about the deaf experience.
And cast a not deaf person.
And not be deaf?
Yeah. I hear you, dude.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of thing we're trying to move away from in the very limiting like one lane narrative we have mm-hmm. in the entertainment industry, you know?
Dude, it's
so yeah. It was just a bummer. Just a bummer.
I mean,
just a bummer,
I
but...
also have similar lines have just. It's a miracle that I'm here and not at the bottom of a well, because just a day ago, my friend texted me that a woman is suing Bob Dylan for grooming her and giving her drugs and alcohol when she was 12 when he in like 1965. And I'm just like,
12,
please,
dude.
God.
That's like a child. I mean, 12 is a child. Is a child. Every time I hear people say like a teenage woman or like a teen this or anything like that, I'm like, the term is child. Child. And not young woman.
And I'm kind of ashamed to say it's like, it. You know, it's so...
This woman at the age of 12, you mean child?
Any other man, I'd be like, what? 100% fuck. And I'm just like, I have to like, I completely support this woman. God, I hope it's not true. Like,
I don't know, dude. I mean,
I'm like,
I
he
don't
was
know,
really
man.
Busy in 1965. That's when he like went electric. People were throwing themselves at him. He had like bunch of girls.
Should I let you dig yourself into this hole right now? Just watch.
I'm just busy.
You know, I'm too busy. I'm too busy to have a relationship with a consenting adult. I'm gonna drug a 12-year-old. I'm too busy.
No. Oh, God. No, no, no. Not his excuse. I'm like, he's too busy to drug anybody. I'm like, he's looking at the time. And he's just like with people all the time. Like,
I hear you.
Oh, my God.
Know,
no, no. Not just... like, oh, he's just really busy.
He was stressed.
He was too
man.
Busy.
He
had to, like, you know, when you're real busy and you have to groom and then drug a child for your. It's like one of those days. Oh, God. No.
I'm going to put the. I got to put the explicit marker on this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, dude, I hear you. I know. It's unfortunate. And, like, that's, you know, it's a whole different discussion, right? The art, the artist, the blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. I think, what do you guys think, earbud community? It's a very complicated thing. And I'd have to, like, really spend some time, maybe, like, write an essay. Like, you know, like, where do I fall on separating the art and the artist, quote unquote, and accountability and, like, human decency? And can we appreciate the art while in real time holding the artist accountable, which I think is fair. So like, I support this person suing this other person, period. Like that is good, right? Like, but does that mean like that, like boycotting the music? I mean, this is like messy, sticky, icky territory,
dude. Yeah, it's super messy. And also, you know, as humans, we contain multitudes. It honestly, for me, like, it, my little mind heart is it like when shit came out about,
I think we're going to have to do a part three.
We have to do a part three. We have so much.
We have to do a part
we
three
do
because
not
there's
mean
so
to
much
only
power
talk about
in the
politics.
Topic of music. I mean, it's social discourse,
yeah,
really.
Yes.
It's not even political, right? It's social discourse. Like, music is so powerful and touches upon so many points mm-hmm. that, in fact, we will have to do a part three. But, Hannah, please go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, for example, like, or Woody Allen. Okay. I'm like... fuck that guy so hard. I hate him so much.
Yes,
he's terrible.
Like one of the grossest.
I'll never watch
of the
any one of his films. But like, I loved Louis C.K.'s comedy so much.
Oh,
I'll be
yeah.
like, okay, but I can still enjoy his work. I mean, it really is like so subjective.
You know how many...
Even like you can't. There's not really like a.
But like, dude, doesn't that speak to like how fucked we are for even being like, ugh, because like think about all the people who have success in their art and their lives and their business and don't like assault people.
Right?
Like there is no like it's not unnecessary. Like there is so much room and so many stories and so much art and so much comedy that like I do believe we don't need to protect the indecent people Like, we don't. We'll get some other funny person who's never molested anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think there's the, there's.
But like, so like that, but that feeling. Yeah.
There's like protecting
that feeling of like,
and not protecting people. But then there's also just simply for yourself, like, let's say some artist made something that has brought you great joy and comfort. Then you find out this artist assaulted someone. What does that mean for you? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know, because I can never, once it's in my head, I can never let go of it. So it's like, it's in the same way that the survivor of the assault was violated, my enjoyment of the assailant's work has now been violated. Like, it's just over for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like Michael Jackson. I can't listen to Michael Jackson at all without being like, when we were doing the wedding playlist, I was like, no Michael Jackson. You know? Like, it just is, once it's in your head, like, for me personally as a person, I can't get past it. Especially, like, an artist whose music was, especially something coinciding with the time of the crime. Like, the time of, you know what I mean? Because then every time I'm like, wow. And to think they wrote this song when they were doing that to small children. Like, I'd be like, what? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not up to me to try and keep loving it. It's up to me to accept that the person's actions have violated my trust, and it's taken away from me, you know? That's how I feel. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I would have to do a lot of mental gymnastics to find a way to feel good about that, like, person or artist after having found out that truth. You know what I mean? To justify their actions. My mental gymnastics to justify, like, that. Right.
Well, and,
like,
I mean, so their actions are not justified, but can you...
Right.
Can you still enjoy the, you know, whatever it is?
And for me to be able to, for me as an individual, it would require mental gymnastics on my part. And, like, that's just energy I'm not willing to expend, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it has to be on a person-by-person basis.
Yeah. Because, like, what about Disney?
I mean,
Disney?
All things are.
I fucking love Disney. Disney hated Jews. I'm sure he made life really hard for, like, lots of people, did not give jobs to lots of people based on whatever fucking 1950s mentality he had. And I'm like, but I fucking love, you know, The Lion King so much.
Yeah, I'm still there, and I still love it. So, like, that's not mental gymnastics for me. That's, like, easy. I'm like, I still love, like, The Lion King and Aladdin and blah, blah, blah. And, like, although I will say, I wanted to talk about something that I love today, which was to give my review of the Pixar film Luca, which was excellent.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's excellent. It's excellent. It's excellent. You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's an interesting topic that we kind of have found ourselves stumbling into here in The Moonlight Carries a Message of Love? Part two of our music series. We'll definitely get into a part three, because I feel like I'm not surprised that we waded into this territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because
it just
when
happened
talking.
Naturally.
Yeah. It just happened naturally. Yeah.
I would like to, before we go, I would like to wrap up with one music-y question that maybe we can lead off with when we do part trois.
Did you prepare something that's bringing you joy? Do? Like some, will you?
I can think of something. Let's see. So we've had a very rousing discussion. And before we go, I would like to round things off with another music question so that we can kind of lead into our part trois, Moonlight Carries a Message of Love.
Oh, I love that. And we'll get to that question right after this. Okay, Hannah, but before you ask your question that you want to end with, I would like to do our brief moment of things that bring us joy, you know, kind of lift the podcast up a little bit towards the end, and then we'll close on that question. How's that sound to you, my buddy, my pal?
That sounds super good.
Okay, cool. So something that brought me joy, not this week, but from weeks prior, is the Pixar film Luca, the excellent story of a quote unquote sea monster, merfolk, like I don't know, underwater fae, the sea monster who makes a friend and, well, I don't even know how to describe it. All I know how to say is that I felt very seen by the film. I think it carries really excellent messages of community and acceptance.
Does it have music in it?
Oh, yeah.
like singing? Like musical styles?
Okay, I believe so, yes. Yes, it does. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, it's just, Hannah, you're going to love it from start to finish. It has laughs. It has very intense themes of family, rejection, community, and self. You know? And that's just really well done. 10 out of 10 for me. 10 out of 10 children's film, Luca, a strong rec if you have access to Disney Plus or somebody who is on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is. I believe so.
Did Disney buy Pixar?
Oh my God, dude. So long ago. You know, it's so funny. Pixar in the back in the day fired John Lasseter. No, Disney fired John Lasseter. Then he went to Pixar, and then Disney was like, so seems like you guys are making really good movies.
We're going to buy the whole company, actually. So if you have access to Disney Plus via yourself or a friend's account, or if you got a fucking torrent movie, I don't even know. But whatever you can do to get your hands on the film Luca, it has my boom, boom, 10 out of 10, Hannah Hart, seal of approval. Watch it for wellness. Very much enjoyed. Clap, 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 clap. Yes.
Well, dude, I'm going to have to really make time to watch
that. You will not be disappointed, and the time will fly by, and you will feel enriched by having spent it this way. I guarantee it.
Oh, well, what's bringing me joy currently is my little nephew, who I call Prince William because his name is William. And I think I'm actually going to see him today, and I think we're going to go through a car wash together because he loves going through the car wash. And I told him that I'm very scared of the car wash, so I need him to, like, you know, be with me for emotional support while we go through. Also, I'm just realizing, like,
you could totally watch Luca with William.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
The thought of watching a children's movie with a child.
If there's no truck in it, I'm not sure if he'll pay attention.
I see.
He's okay. Not yet five, so...
I see. I'm yes, realizing... There's a Vespa, but no, not a truck.
Okay. I'm realizing that... I don't know what this says about me, but I am, like, most at my...
At peace.
It's just so easy to be silly with kids.
Yeah, kids are great.
And I'm like, I wish I could be like this with adults. I had this idea to improve the world, and let me tell you what it is. Okay, you know when you see, this is the last thing I'll say. You know when you see a child out in the world, and you're like, oh, hello, and you smile at them, and you're like, hey, hi, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Do you have a bag? I think we should greet all adults like that because we all are still children on the inside. Like, why is it like when you become adults, you see someone, you're like, don't fucking look at me. Like, we should still be like, oh my gosh. Like, why? It's like we see children and we're like, oh, beautiful, pure little being. Of course I will be so friendly, unquestionably. Mm. But I feel like that's the same with any other human being. You should unquestionably, unless they're a sociopath, why not be friendly and kind?
Oh. And Hannah, I love that. I love that idea. I'm fully there with you. Right? I think I'm going to go inside and begin to say, like, hey, I need, babe, I love you. I'll go say hello to my wife and be happy to see her. And that will help me forgive myself for my silver tongue, you know,
yes,
coming full circle.
Yes,
but no, that's true. It's just like you got to go in with positive energy because I've been grumping around this whole house all morning being like, oh, I'm the worst. Oh, I'm terrible. Oh. And that's not going to help us move forward. So I need to go in with the same delight and joy. I would greet a child like, hey, hi, I feel so bad about yesterday and just be way less guarded, dude. I should just be way less guarded instead of being like, fix me.
And you could, you know, you could, like, before you go talk to Ella, you could, like, look in the mirror and be like, I also have a little child that was very scared a lot of the time. You know, it makes sense that I would sometimes say things I regret.
I can forgive that kid. I can forgive that kid. Therefore, I can forgive myself. Mm. Oh, I love you, Hannah. Okay, so what is your question that you would like us to contemplate as we make our way to part three of The Moonlight Carries a Message of Love? Definitive.
Oh. My question is, if you could have written any song that you have heard,
oh wow,
what would it be?
Oh, Hannah, that is such a great question. I will surely contemplate it. If you guys want to hang out with me more in the time that you're not listening to this excellent and amazing podcast, you can find me and my schedule at twitch.tv/thishartomine. That's THISHARTOMINE. We do lots of things. I've been learning Spanish. Yo estudio español. I am studying Spanish.
That's right. One time I hung out at the Twitch, and Hannah was doing Duolingo. It was so fun.
See, it was so fun. So if you're like, well, I don't know about video games, then don't even worry about it. It's mainly just a live talk radio show. So come on by. That's twitch.tv/thishartomine.
And you can also talk to me or the podcast in general at HannahLiesPod on Twitter. We and we have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah, patreon.com/HannahLiesThis. I have been releasing my monthly affirmations. I've been recording them, and I'm really proud of myself. They're really good.
Dude, they're good. And also, I have been given a deadline by Becca, our super...
Becca bot.
Super being.
Our super being.
Who is good at getting things done. So I will also be completing my Patreon perks.
Yeah,
so,
and and if you don't make it in time, don't worry, because I'll get my hot little hands all over it.
That's right.
Okay, thank you, earbuds. Thank you for listening. Big shout out to our patrons for being the basically sole supporters of this podcast. We love you guys so much. And we will talk to you soon. Make sure if you like Analyze This to share it with your friends and family. We're trying to build back our folk, but we're just happy to have you here.
We love you.
I hope.
Ooh, let me just end as I did a date the other day. I guess that could be another episode. Talk to you.
That's how I had a delve.
I chickened out of saying the soon, so I was just like, talk to you. And then I walked away and was like, what the fuck is wrong with
talk
me?
Talk to you. That's one.
So now I just have to pretend that's what I say all the time. Like, if I see this guy again, I'll be like, talk to you.
You know what I'm going to do? You know? I'm going to add an echoing effect. And okay, Hannah, say it one more time.
Talk to you.
And then I'm going to now, everybody, we're ending this episode with the haunting echo that must have gone through Hannah Gelb's mind as she ended her date by simply saying the following.
Talk to you.
Cool. Yeah, funny. I like it.